Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, let's jump right on it with my man Kim Bocamper this morning as we continue on. By the way, who's the worst at not getting back on text messages, would you say, Bo, in your life right now? I think it is Marino.
Well, is that, does that count you? Because I know there was about a 10-year period where you were the defending champion for 10 years of not returning calls or answering texts. So I don't know who you are to talk, but.
I just thought yesterday, I mean, Tua's doing this interview, and he goes, yeah, man, it's always cool to talk to Dan. I text him. He never texts back. Oh, Bo, I do suck, by the way. I do suck at it, man.
So where's Zach at? How many days does this guy get off?
Well, today is – today's Yom Kippur, so
okay. I forgot that.
Zach, but no. Listen, Zach ain't getting shortchanged on days off. Don't worry about that.
I thought it was 560. They're getting turned into 560 to Zach.
Hey, that could happen soon. You never know. Hey, you never know what's going on around here in the near future. All right.
Yeah,
so we got all kinds of stuff to talk about. I just wanted to get your take. First of all. I know I just brought it up. Noah Igbinoghene, not active in year two as a first-round pick. Bother you at all? Concern?
Yeah.
What's your take?
Yeah, it bothers me a little bit. It bothers me a little bit because Joe, we have, you know, you look at Noah and, you know, kind of gave him a pass the first year and then wait and see, and then you just start seeing that improvement. And it's funny because I saw him when we're in Cincinnati, I think it was, when and he got hurt and walked out. And he was walking by me, coming back in my street clothes. I was like, "My gosh, he's a big guy for a cornerback. It almost looks like he's got more of a safety body than a cornerback." But you know, that being said, whatever it is, he's missing something with his game because not have a first round draft pick, you know, active, you know, this early in his career is certainly telling. But then look at. You know, this year, I mean, you got your Jalen Phillips struggling to get in there and get the reps that you think he should be getting, you know, at this point. So, I don't know, these later draft picks you get in the first round that you hope you come out with a gem, haven't worked out so well, it seems like, in the last couple of years.
No, we gotta have them too, man. That's why this thing was built the last 2 years. I want to get into speaking of two other young guys. I thought Eichenberg overall was pretty good, Bo. I love the way he was sliding. They were showing, you know, his technique. Austin Jackson's back to being a starter. So, you think Eichenberg's going to be a starter at some point this year?
I do. I look at him and look. I thought he played well. I know everyone looked and he got ran over in that one play. But if you look at it, he actually got tripped up by the guard inside. So it wasn't as bad as it looked. And I thought he played pretty well. You know, there was one point where Coach Flores was on the side kind of giving him, you know, giving him a little something to think about. And I think, you know, to me, when you got a coach doing that with a guy like that, it's important for them. You know, it tells me that it's important to the coach to get that guy ready and to put a little pressure on him. So I do think he's going to be – and I think that eventually what's going to happen with this offensive line, it's going to be Jackson on one side, it'll be Eichenberg on the other side, and then the cast of characters that they're playing in the middle, exactly where they're at right now. I think Jesse Davis, I think he's still got some deal with a little lingering injury. And for me, if Eichenberg can be the guy, I like the idea of having a guy like Jesse Davis who can play virtually every position on that offensive line, albeit probably not center, to be that swing guy. But, you know, we'll see. But I liked what I saw to Eichenberg. I like his body. He's got a tackle's body. And so that's why I didn't really understand him being down in that guard spot. I just go, you know, it's just, guy doesn't have a guard body, you know. But they gave it a try, and I think things are going to shake themselves out. But certainly he's in play. He's in play for a starting job, I think, as he moves forward, if he continues to do what he's been doing.
What do you expect from Will Fuller as he comes back? As just more horsepower on the outside, a guy can run. Are we able to get him involved in this offense here in his first game back?
I would think so. I would think so. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm a firm believer in this league that, you know, receiver is probably the easiest position to come in and play, only because, you know, you're kind of on your own. You know, you run your routes and you do this and that and all that. So I think for him to get back in the flow, and he's been working with these guys anyway, but it just gives you another speed guy. Joe, what are you going to have? You'll have what, four guys in this receiving core, in that receiving room, that are 4.4 or better?
Yeah.
Fastest you can put out
ever.
The field at one time? You know, I mean, you know, speed is certainly, you know, it's something that you know, if you don't have it, and you can't defend it, then it kills you. So I like the idea, because I think this team, and Tua's got to be the guy to make it happen. You know, they've got to get the ball downfield, and I think that's got to be a big part of their game, especially if you got four guys that can run like that and get downfield and get some separation. Boy, we saw with Waddle last week, we saw with Devontae Parker going up after some balls and then picking them up. And another guy that mixed to me is, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Hey, so I want to ask you about Tua.
Yeah.
Kind of mixed, 1-1-1, touchdown pass, touchdown run, and, of course, the interception that late in the game could have cost him, but the defense, of course, gets the big takeaway. What are your thoughts overall on his first game and where he is?
They're probably like everybody else. I didn't come away with it saying, hey, we found our guy. You know, you saw some good things, certainly those two drives, the opening drive and the drive coming out of the half. You know, those things worked pretty well. But then after that, it was kind of a mixed bag. I mean, look, there were some balls that were dropped by the receivers that certainly would have made Tua look a little better. But then there were those balls, a couple balls that he threw, you know, the one that he threw for the pin, that's just – look, at the high school level, you can't do that. You know that if you're a quarterback, you can't. You're under duress. You know, you're in a situation where you've got a lead in the game, and you're going down. You know, either throw the ball away or go down. Don't just, you know, haphazardly fling it across the field and get the big turnover. And then earlier in the game, he threw one kind of across the field, and I think it was almost picked off. So. Yeah, he's got to get better at that, and Joe, I think some of his decision making has got to be a little bit better.
Yep.
But you know, I didn't see enough to say, wow, I don't know that he can play in this league. But I also didn't see that feeling walking out that, hey man, we really found our guy now, and this guy can light it up. I think he can manage the game. I think he's good in the huddle. He does all the things. He's a hardworking guy, but now he's got to get his production on the field to the level that everyone expects him to be at.
Yeah, and by the way, probably going to need a lot more points than he scored last week with this Buffalo
team. No doubt.
And I want to ask you about this Buffalo team, because Josh Allen has won five straight against the Dolphins, and he is putting up stupid numbers. Bo, they just kind of white put everybody out there. Go four wide and go covers, and we're going to pass protect for our guy. And, oh, by the way, if you do get a little pressure, he can take off and run for almost 10 yards a carry against us, 9.7 average. Bo, how do you go about him as a former defensive lineman?
Yeah.
How do you go after a big, strong guy who can run and throw it 200 miles?
Well, it's it's hard to do because of his the talent. Look, he threw the ball 51 times last week. He had 44 yards rushing. You know, they only ran the ball, I think, 25 times in that game. So you know what they want to do. They want to throw the ball downfield to those receivers. And so having a guy, first of all, having a guy back there that's as mobile as he is makes it tough. But having a guy that's back there as mobile, that's as big as he is, now, you know, those sacks that you may get by tripping a guy up or just getting a hand on him and pulling him down by his jersey, not going to happen with this guy. But, you know, to me, it makes it really, really difficult on linebackers because, you know, especially if you're playing zone coverage and you drop into a zone and that quarterback is looking, not throwing, all of a sudden he starts to approach the line of scrimmage. Now you got to make a decision. Do you stay in your zone or do you go to attack the line of scrimmage and try to stop the run? And then if you do that, and if you do it too soon, he just little drops the ball over the top. So, you know, that's the most difficult quarterback to play against. You know, Tom Brady being back there, look, I'm not saying that it's easy to play against him, but you know where he's going to be. He's not going anywhere. Matt Ryan's not going anywhere. You know where they are. But a guy like this, you've got to think about your rush lanes. You've got to think about contain. You've got to think about backside contain on play action if he pulls it out and runs a naked bootleg, which we've seen this team struggle with for years, where the guy pulls the ball out, stands there, and he just passes the ball. I remember watching Philadelphia, and they had a tight end that was about 40 years old. They had a quarterback standing patting the ball for about 5 seconds while this old guy could get across the field for a completion. So, you know, if you can't contain the backside, they have that problem too. So he just presents a lot of problems. But I give you this, you watch him, well, he runs with that ball hanging out there. You know, he's one of those guys that gets, you know, when he gets going, he's got that ball hanging out there with one hand. They had four fumbles or had four turnovers last week that hurt him against Pittsburgh. So the big question is he and this team going to come in feeling like, you know, feeling beat down a little bit, or are they going to come back and say, hey, you know what, that's not us. We're going to come out and throw, but you know, hope he's a little hot, hope he's a little steamy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be bad if we got a little 12:30 rain and then let the let the sun come out on Sunday afternoon. I wouldn't be upset about that.
No, me neither. Hey, so last week, Blitzberg's defense turned back into Pittsburgh. Man, they didn't blitz almost the whole game. They just had T.J. Watt. Problem is, we don't have a T.J. Watt to do what he was able to do, a couple of sacks, I think five quarterback hits, a forced fumble.
Yeah.
So you think the Dolphins go more with that four-man rush and try to cover it, or does he just mix it up the way we usually do?
Well, I think it's hard to mix it up. I think it's kind of hard with this team, I would think, to get in that little, I don't know what they call it, that amoeba defense, or other people call it different things, where you're kind of like trying to create confusion with an offensive line and who they're going to block, so you don't, everyone's standing up and moving around. I don't know that you can do that against a guy like this, just for what we talked about with Josh Allen, his ability to come out of the pocket and do different things in there. So I think you do have to play probably a little bit more four-man front. But again, like I said, I think whether you're sending one guy or whether you're going to send the house, I think when you go in there, it's got to be about passing lanes. It's got to be about lanes where he can't step through and pick up yardage, and you still got to get him moving in the pocket. So, it's going to be a tough challenge with a guy like that. But I think you got to play a little bit more straight up. You know, do a little, you know, run some tackle games to make some. Create some traffic in the middle and get up the field on him and make sure that you're not giving him that. Make sure you're not getting so far upfield that he's got that lane, that lane on the right or lane on the left to sneak out of there.
Well, it's great having you, man. Really appreciate you spending a little bit of time. Did you have that first coffee yet? Did you already throw down
one? I've had one, and within about 30 seconds of me hanging up this phone, I'm going to probably be halfway through another one.
All right. Bo, thank you, bud. Appreciate
all right,
it. See you in a couple of days. Kim Bocamper with us here. Does our radio broadcast with us, as well as CBS pre- and post-game stuff. So, Bo's always down there with the team, and great having him this morning. We got to go to a quick break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Something I don't like to talk about, but it happens to all of us, man. Happened to Bo 9 or 10 times with knee surgeries. It happens to everybody that plays team sports or individual sports. Injuries. Nobody likes to talk about it, but, man, we all want to see the best when it does happen. And we're lucky because we do have the best right here in South Florida. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big, big part. Of course, it's also called Doctors Hospital, but a big, big part of Baptist Health. And when people ask me, I get it almost every day, Joe, where do the pros go? And I know somebody's injured as soon as I hear it. Somebody in that guy's family is injured. And I go, well, where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors at Baptist Health who do a great job, not only in Dade, but also they work up in Broward. Got a brand new facility off 595 in Pine Island. They've got in-house physical therapists, some of the best in the business. Again, to take care of every part of the body with these great doctors that they brought in to work together, some of the best. That's why so many high school, college, and professional athletes in team sports and individual sports all come to see these doctors at Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. From Dr. Uribe down, man, these guys are good. Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, some of the best hip and knee replacement doctors in the business, hand specialists. I'm talking across the board. And when you go, well, I got injured doing this, you think they've seen it? 100,000 times they have. Their experience is what makes them. Their experience and success they've had, you're going to have too. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
Hey guys, Zach Krantz here, and if you're a business owner, are you feeling the pressures of running your business? Well, there's only a limit of what you can do and still keep employees engaged.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank Kim Bocamper for spending a little bit of time with us this morning talking about the Dolphins. So what are people thinking? Bills come to town with a really good football team just because they lost that game to Pittsburgh. I think we're all a little surprised by that, but to think that's going to continue with that same group back and everything. But they have played really, really well, winning five straight again. Josh Allen's won five, actually, only lost his first game, and then has won five straight against the Miami Dolphins and put up some big numbers, man. You know what we don't talk about with him, his team? Their pass protection was unbelievable. We just could not get pressure on Josh Allen last year. Couldn't. And on a year where we got pressure on everybody, one way or the other, with 41 sacks and one of the best years we've had in sacking the quarterback in a long time. But got to figure a way, man. I can't wait to see what this game plan's going to look like and how they play and offensively get some more big plays in this offense. And then the improvement of Tua Tagovailoa. I'm with Bo, man. He's got to keep getting better. I mean, he's okay. Don't get me wrong. But you left, you weren't, you know, going, man, I agree. That's our guy. We got him. You got to see more. He's just got to keep getting better. And in games like this one, he's going to have to – two touchdowns, not going to do it against that Bills team. A couple of touchdowns, a couple of field goals, just not going to win it. Not going to win it against this Bills team that's going to flex out Diggs and Beasley, and now they've got Sanders and Davis and McKenzie. Hell, Isaiah McKenzie had an unbelievable game. I believe he might have had three touchdowns, actually, in one quarter in that final game. Just crazy what he was able to do. And, of course, that means he's coming back home where he went to American Heritage Plantation High School. And so, yeah, they got their work cut out, man. And I'm not that worried about the run game. But, boy, the pass and stopping him and getting pressure. And let me tell you, Big Arm doesn't want to sit there and throw little junk passes. He wants to hit crossing routes, deep crossing routes, going across the field. They hit a bunch of those against us as you cross, you keep going deeper, and stuff down the field with that big arm. So they're going to go for it. They beat us in a real tight ball game down here by being able to make some of those big pass plays at the end of the game. And so that will be a fun one to see how it goes, man. It's just great having football back. Speaking of having football back, Thursday Night Football, Giants at Washington. Yeah, I'm going to be watching. Of course I'm going to be watching. See what happens in that NFC East with all that. And, of course, got a big, big doubleheader at Hard Rock Stadium. University of Miami, can't say enough about how important that game is to try to get this team kick-started, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Especially. And it starts with the offensive line. And then works its way to the quarterback, to the wide receivers, and getting more production and getting some guys going, because it's been a slow start for that offense so far. And then, of course, the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins at Hard Rock. So some of you will be out there for both games this weekend. And they're both early games, so you still have time to get through to your rest of your day after the game. So if you get a chance, get on out there and watch them and check them out, because this Michigan State game is going to be really important. I'm actually surprised the Canes are favored in this game. I am very surprised. You surprised by that?
Yeah.
6-point? I think I saw 6-point favorite. Unless I read it wrong.
Yeah.
Michigan State was not great last year. Went out and hit the transfer portal real hard. And got rid of guys that want to be here and brought in a bunch of new, I call them college free agents, to do it. And they like the big guys running for almost 300 yards a game and also can throw it. They're one of the top offenses here early on. So Miami's got their work cut out. But the other thing is they got to score points. What happened last week against App State, you got to finish drives. You get in a good field position. You've got to finish him. You can't have drops and you can't have penalties. And you got to block the guy you're supposed to block. And you can't – if you're getting dominated by an App State guy, we got a little problem there on that offensive line. And coach, of course, called his offensive line out and said, they're not good enough. We're going to make some changes if we have to. and said the play's just not good enough. And two of those guys are older players. Donaldson and Williams are not like 19-year-old guys with no experience. They played more football than just about anybody in college football on the offensive line. Able to come back, sit out, come back. And so now you're talking about 23, 24-year-old guys that they need to play better. Just so I'm looking forward to seeing what how they bounce back. And Manny was pretty fired up about the topic here a couple days ago and to see how they play. The other story, I got to get to this again. So every time somebody's disgruntled, why does it seem like our teams are always the one that everybody thinks? So John Wall, the guard for the Houston Rockets, wants out. Why does anybody think the Heat are going to pick up his two-year, 91-plus change million contract? Why does somebody think we already have Kyle Lowry? Why does somebody think we're looking to pick up that much money, more than $45 million a year? Now, they buy him out, which, by the way, not buying out that much money. But if they were to buy him out down the road, and I could see Riley going, yeah, man, come give us 20 minutes tonight. Come play. Yeah, we like you. We liked you before the injuries and everything else. But I don't see it. I see, you know, people writing about it, and I'm like, where's the money coming from? We're already maxed out on the cap. You think Mickey's going to sign off on going way over to pay luxury taxes? No shot. I think they like the group they have. Makes just no sense to me that you're going, hey, you know what? We got a chance to get John Wall for 2 years and $91 million. Okay, that makes sense. Just, again, and it's too much to buy out. Unless the Houston Rockets just can't wait to get rid of him. But he wants out. I don't know how the hell they're going to get him out of it. I don't know how anybody's going to pick that. He's not that good. You know, we're not talking about a top 15 or 20 player in the league. He's a good player. He's been a good player. I guess maybe even closer to great than good in the prime of his career, but he's not there right now. Just not here, not there. So I but it happens every time. Every time somebody's disgruntled, Heat interested. We should be interested. That's the guy we need. Then our writers write about it. And we're off and we got something started, man. We got seriously something started. You know what? All these guys want out. They ought to tell them, I know some teams. We'll get you in Sacramento. Why don't you go out there and play with Sacramento, John? You don't want to play here since it's not the direction and you're apparently not happy playing and everybody wants to go to a loaded team that's got a chance to win. All right, maybe Sacramento can win with you and what they have. Take his house out and make him play in Sacramento. I'd love that. I would just love that to death. That would be really cool. All right, listen, we got to go to break here. Got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. As to everybody out there, today Zach and Woody are off. If you're wondering, Yom Kippur, it's a big day for those guys to clean up their lives a little bit, so to speak. You know what I mean?
I guess you and I could do that every once in a while, too.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea, my man, would it? Dan, it wouldn't be a bad idea. By the way, Dan works on every show here at the sports radio station. He's going to do 42 hours of radio today and going on. I appreciate you coming in, man. I really do. And short notice and being able to come in because it's great having you, man.
I look up to you.
I wouldn't get carried away, but thank you. You don't have to look up to me.
Work hard, play hard.
Well, there you go. I don't play hard anymore, but I like to live through you playing hard. I love to hear you. That's when it's fun.
Are there some mornings you look at me and are like, last night must have been a night?
I did. Sometimes I look at you and go, hey, kid, you look a little rough today. He goes, man.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, it was just everything you thought. And then you show me a picture. And I go, now I'm living to you, bro. You like to show me the talent level. Are you a swiper, by the way?
No, I don't do that yet. I'm going to do it soon, but not right now. Haven't gotten the time to do it.
You seem old school, like you like to go out and meet somebody.
I like the chase, yeah. I like going out there.
You like a person-to-person chase and being able to walk up and talk to somebody.
And kind of figure it out as I go, you know?
Yeah.
ebb and flow. Yeah, I like that, you know.
But the one nice thing about Swipe, you know they're in the business, too, of looking for somebody.
You kind of got that agreement already, kind of that unsaid agreement.
Now the question is there interest from both parties?
Well, if you both swipe right, then yes, it tells you you're a match, at least physically.
Yeah. Are some of them better than others? Is there one that all you young guys are using over another one right now?
Depends what you're looking for.
All right, for guys looking to get lucky within a few days.
Yeah.
Is there one that's a little naughtier than the other one that, hey, you want to hook up tonight or something?
Yeah, Plenty of Fish is really good for just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. All right.
No, I mean, that's for the easy hookup.
Is everybody honest on those things when they said, hey, just looking for a companion?
No.
Like to be outdoors?
No, you get catfished all the time. Pictures are weird. Like, a lot of people use filters. I try, if I were on them, I would try to put not as flattering pictures so that you overimpress in person.
Yeah, but maybe you don't get swiped because they go, I know I can do better than that. I know I'm a little desperate being on this site, but.
You know, I got that foundation, though. You got that foundation, so you know what you're working with. And then when they see you in person, like, whoa, he's a lot better than I thought he was even going to be. So you kind of take a step up right there.
You really thought this out, man. You really thought this out.
If I was on those sites.
Yeah, if you were. I know that. If you were. By the way, just for a second here before we go to break, I want to talk about something that's new and really tasty. And it's a new energy drink, Edge Energy Drink. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I call it just in time for all the football and staying up late watching games and dragging through a long day, but you got to still see your game. You're going, man, I am just dragging. I need a little pick-me-up, but I need something that tastes really good. That works. That's low in calories. I got it for you, man. This new one, if you're an energy drink head person and like them and enjoy them, even throwing a little rum and vodka in them on a weekend to get you going a little bit out there at a party, out mingling around a little bit, this got a little cream soda and citrus taste to it. No aftertaste. Great before workouts. Great when you're dragging through a day because maybe you were out late having a few the night before. Don't worry about O-Edge. Energy drink will take care of everything for you. If you haven't tried it, you have to. You really do. And listen, there's a different way to get it. It's really cool. This Edge Energy drink is through liquorsplit.com. They can deliver within 30 minutes. You ice it up, and you're in business, man. It's affordable delivery service in the game for you. 30 minutes or less delivery guaranteed. Yeah, boy, it gives them the edge every day in competition. Cut to the bowl. Cut through it. Get the Edge Energy Drink today. Get yours at liquorsplit.com. That's liquorsplit.com. Try it. Let me know what you think. That's liquorsplit.com. Edge Energy Drink. Man, it is tasty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And it works. All right, welcome back, and good morning, everybody. Got a big old game up in Gainesville. Yep, Alabama going to be in the swamp. 14.5-point favorite. I know that Florida lost some really good weapons. Lost a really good quarterback. Lost a really good tight end. Really good. One of the top picks in the whole draft. And they lost a wide receiver who also was a high pick. Just to give an idea now, Miami found out where they were going against the best. Now Florida gets that same opportunity to see where they stand with that very, very talented Alabama team. So I'm really looking forward to watching that game and getting an idea where Florida is and everything around that thing right now. That recruiting comes into play and all the other things when these guys play each other. And you still got a lot of guys trying to figure out where they're going to go to school. But also, well, I'll tell you what, you win that game somehow Alabama comes out sloppy or you're hanging around with a chance to win that game late. I know I just don't know how good Florida is yet. And so we'll they're going to find out real quick. They are going to find out with that game coming up. And speaking of games that are important, this game for the Miami Hurricanes, I know it's not an ACC game. It's not. I get it. Haven't played an ACC game yet. But this Michigan State team coming in for this third game, boy, it is. They need to get this thing kickstarted. And this is the week to find out. You got your first win. There's a little Alabama hangover. Some guys still, you know, I don't quite get that when you get your butt kicked that you're not ready to go the next week. But whatever it is that caused that game to go right down to the wire before you finally kick a field goal and win, this game on both sides of the football and special teams, my God, giving up a long kickoff return touchdown. This one is going to be really big. I hope people get a chance to go out and see it and everything else because this game is going to be a really, really important one for a team that had high expectations. I thought they'd play better against Alabama. I didn't think it was going to be that bad. And then come home and play the way they did against App State when they had lots of chances to really pull away. And they let App State stay around, and App State thought they could beat them the way they played. They're like, hey, keep giving you all these chances. We're going to take advantage of it. Had the lead late in that game. So, yeah, this game for everybody involved, coaches, the players, this is going to be. And then I'm always curious to see if some more of these young guys that look like they're going to be really good players don't start getting more playing time. Not less. More playing time, especially if the guys been around the program aren't producing. Just at some point, start taking snaps away from them and playing some of these young guys and get them going a little bit here. So it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun stuff starts tonight. Giants go to Washington for an NFC East matchup there. And then, of course, Saturday, always fun to get up and the friggin' game start at noon, and they just go all day, and you can pick and choose and jump on your favorite and go from there. We also have a bunch of other stuff that we haven't talked a lot about this morning and has to do with the Miami Dolphins and getting ready, how important it's a fine line. I know we got some text messages coming in on some of the drafts, and so far – haven't got, in my opinion, what I thought we'd get out of our first three picks in the first round last year. That, of course, Austin Jackson. We've talked about Igbinoghene, the third guy taken, and your starting quarterback. Those are your three first-round picks that you hope – as this thing goes on past this first game, that they will play better. They will play better. And again, I remind everybody that we built this thing for these two drafts. That was the first one. This is the second one that we're going through right now. They get a little bit more time. But Igbinoghene not suiting up is a big deal. That is a big deal when you're going into year two. And you consider all the corners you keep for nickel and dime, and your first round pick a year ago, your third of the three of them, in year two is not suiting up. And I know coach downplays, and that's what he's supposed to do. He's not going to come out and rip anybody and say stuff, but that's just not a good look. And listen, he'll catch up with you. Win. And I know coach is only worried about winning football games. That's what he's worried about. And that's what he should be worried about. Because at the end of the day, if we're winning games, you're not going to go, oh, man, we missed on those guys. We're still winning. I mean, but why aren't those? If you're winning, you're winning. Because that's bottom line. You got to win games. And Coach Flores will tell you more than anybody, I'm going to play the best guys, period. Now, I think he would agree the reason we have this draft and put all this money into these drafts and we have all these high picks, including 5 first-round picks and 4 second-round picks the last 2 years. I don't want to go through this again. I mean, I just want to get it right. And I hope a majority of these guys, not all of them, but a majority of these guys work out and are really good to real good. I didn't say great, just really good players that we're able to get. Because if they don't work out and a bunch of these guys end up being average players, it will come back to haunt you. Because your team's got to be made up. The way it is, you can't just go out and get a bunch of free agents and overspend for veteran free agents. You can't do it. You got to be able to hit on a bunch of these draft picks where they come. And some I feel good about. Some, Hunt's going to be really good, not worried about him. I think Raekwon Davis can be really, really good. And we got to find out on all our offensive linemen and see where they are the more they play. But if these two drafts don't work out, we're playing catch-up. And, I mean, we went all in, like, okay. And, again, nobody hits 100% on these drafts, but these drafts have to be really good. And if they're not, we got a problem, and it'll bite us on the ass at the end, especially if the quarterback. Quarterback's got to be the guy. Tua's got to keep getting better and keep going, keep getting better, learn from your mistakes, and keep rolling in a positive way. But he's not the only one on that group. That is the most important position. We know that. Quarterback's the most important position in sports. I agree. But ones, twos, and threes, first, second, and third round players, you got to hit on some of those. Somebody wrote an article the other day, and to me, I don't want to say it's ridiculous. Fourth round, fifth round, sixth round, seventh round, yeah, we've hit on some of those guys. We have. Van Ginkel has been a really good player. Miles Gaskin has turned into a really good running back. We have hit on some of those. Okay, I get it. But you need to hit the way the draft's on. The higher you pick, the less guys have been taken in the draft, and you get a chance to pick through your drafting department and scouting department and everybody having meeting after meeting after meeting and going to see guys in person and find out about their character and all that stuff. We got to hit on those guys. We got 9 guys in the first and second round. A majority of those guys got to end up being good. And if they're not, down the road, it's going to catch up to you again. People are going to be going, what happened? Well, people are going to know.
And your first and second rounders should eventually be starters, right?
Yes.
Should be dressing with the team, right?
Yes. Well, here's the thing. We have had first-round picks that have done nothing but play special teams.
Mm.
That's a bust.
Mm-hmm.
Can be a great special team. You can get cut by the team that drafted you in the first round and you go play on special teams and play for 10 years on special teams and maybe a little bit, and they don't care because you're not their bust.
Right.
But you'll always be our bust. You cannot be a first-round pick or a second-round pick and just play special teams. Mm-mm. You can't. There needs to be some production there. Unless you go to your second team, then we're just trying to get whatever we can. And we want you to be good enough to be on a 53-man roster. But I think everybody agree with that. I think anybody listening from the organization to understands the importance of those two drafts. And I've called them this since we decided to do this, and I found out we were going to do this, is we're going to do it, but we got to hit on these picks. okay, we're gonna go all in. We even got some help from the Texans, who ended up being real bad. So the picks we got from them were even higher than we thought. And we're like, wow. But all that creative stuff you did, moving up, moving down, moving all around, is great. But at the end, if that's what's best for the team, and those guys know more than we do. But you got to hit on players. We all can agree on that. We got to hit on those guys. And a first-round pick in year two, not suiting up. Not suiting up. Street clothes is not good. Not good at all. We got to go to break. 9 o'clock hour's coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.